that gravity, that crescendo.
Here we are, C1 Radio. I don't know what I was doing there, my bad.
It's hard, man. Johnny's not here.
Yeah, it's your boy Cal Capone here, C1 Radio. You know what it is. Thursday is that time again, 7:30 to 9. We got you locked in here for the next 90 minutes, holding it down, playing some new for you, talking that new. Kyle, what's on the board today?
Kanye. No, we got a lot of things. Post Malone just came out the album last week, and there's a lot of music dropping tomorrow too, including Trem Life 3, so a lot is on the table.
Yeah. We'll get right to that. My boy put me onto this new song we're going to start with today, Safe, out from Toronto. Y'all should already know. I looked at it on SoundCloud the other day. It got a million hits already, so it's popping. It's popping. It's good. This one's called No Answer. Tell me what you think. It's not a weekend vibe, but it is, but it's different. I don't know. He's kind of carving his own lane. He's been doing his thing, so here it is. No Answer by Safe. C1 Radio.
Why do I call when I get no answer? And I answered all these questions, and I think I need to start something new. Why do I try to keep us together, knowing I could do better if you left me all alone? Yo, ain't no saving me. Girl, what you saying to me? Girl, there's no saving me, no. Now I'm all in. Came up, now young nigga ballin'. You can tell by the way nigga flossin'. Ooh, ain't no more stressin'. Cut them all, bitches, blessings after blessings. Put my mama on my body, no more rentin'. Now these bitches all up in the nigga mansions. Ooh, why do I call when I get no answer? I answered all these questions, and I think I need to start something new. Why do I try to keep us together, knowing I could do better if you left me all alone? Yo, I ain't tripping, running through these streets, I've been on a mission, trying to get close, keep them at a distance. I do my own thing, that don't mean I'm distant, yeah. From the inside, you can tell that a nigga made it big time. I'm for sure somewhere drinking my time. I live life, I get high, nigga shine bright. I walked in and out another room. Heaven 7-2-3 days I'm alone, thinking that I need you back in my home. You, yeah. Why do I call when I get no answer? And I answered all these questions. Something new. Why do I try to keep us together, knowing I could do better if you left me all alone? Yo, ain't no saving me. Girl, what you saying to me? Oh, there's no saving me, no.
Here we is back at it. C1 Radio, Cal Capone in the mix here, Kyle Bowen, the lovely Hannah, the intern. Yo, we got an extra mic today.
We'll get Hannah.
She said no. She don't want to speak.
She don't like you guys.
It's okay. It's all good. Us two in the studio today. R.I.P. Johnny Black. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, man.
No. He's hanging in there. He's somewhere out here working. That was No Answer by Safe. I'm surprised Hannah hasn't heard of Safe, to be honest. We got a Toronto native in the building.
Yeah.
And
Advocate.
Yeah. Might as well apply to be the mayor
of Toronto.
And she wasn't aware. So check him out. What's the Twitter handle or the Instagram handle of his? Let's spread the love here. I think it's at Bando416.
Ooh.
I always thought it was interesting choosing a name like Safe. You know, no. Like, because you exactly, it's very generic.
Yeah.
I don't know, mate. No offense. I'm not throwing shot. I don't want to call him generic. I'm just saying it's not a hit word. When you type in the, I don't want to say type into Google, but.
You heard it say.
You know, it doesn't. Yeah. It's like, what, the safe in my closet? Or the safe, you know, what safe we talking about?
I guess you got to, like, think now of your names because you don't want to just sound, you know, repetitive, cliche, little
like
this.
Little Safe, you know.
Little phone, little safe.
Little Safe or something. We say, oh, okay, it's a rapper.
But that was a smooth track, yo. That was an emotional track.
Yeah, man. summer vibe. So that's what I do. Now that we coming up, we're almost coming out of spring into June and all that May, June. It's like we're going to start every show with just a little vibe, you know.
Do it up.
So if you flicking through the channels, you heard that, and you say, oh, damn, what's this, you know. It's, yeah, we setting the vibes out here. Ladies, the guys, all of it.
Speaking of the ladies, yo.
Yeah, pull it up. What's good?
UBC. Beautiful ladies here at UBC. That's where we're at right now. Shout out to CITR. No, had to, man. Had to give them a shout out, yo. Straight up.
It's kind of a ghost town out here right now. I just came here and I was like, I didn't see nobody. Like, everyone's done school exams, doing their thing, and out living as they should, you know?
Straight up.
Without the conformities of the...
With the weather like this. Straight up. Okay, so should we get started on this? Started on the whole Kanye stuff? Start off with some Ray Shremmerd? I don't know. The Kanye stuff's deep. It might take a while.
Yeah, I think we'll get into that discussion. But... We'll run into... the Shrem Life triple disc is tomorrow.
Yeah. It's been hyped about.
Yeah,
we've talked about it
a lot.
Yo, whoever's listening right now, don't just, you know, throw that Jimmy disc to the side, let it collect dust, play that, give it a shot. You know, come on. Especially if this is the last we hear of Ray Shremmerd together. Three projects.
Is that what they were saying?
I don't know. They're not really saying it, but, you know, we can make our assumptions if we're going to do that. Yo, I have a question. Like, what do you think about Ray Shremmerd, like, their legacy, if this is their last project?
Oh, damn. I don't know. It's interesting. I don't even think that's at their family, right? I feel like they don't... Yeah. That stuff doesn't usually, like, disband unless it's...
No, straight up.
There's some sort of feud going on. But if they were to leave it... it's weird. I feel like Sway's almost developing a higher ranking than Ray. Like, it's almost like he's taking the juice from Ray Shremmerd as a collect... Like, the double. And then on his own, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's really... Just kept the momentum going, so I feel like as long as he's still around, I don't know. Yeah.
I know what you're trying to say.
They definitely left an impact. Shrem Life 1 and 2 are there. There's a lot of bangers on both of those albums.
Like, I would even say a surprising impact. I mean, I don't know if I can speak for you, but the first time I heard of these guys or even seen a music video from them, I think it was No Type. I didn't think they were going to last this long. Not to say that the song was bad. I just didn't really connect with it. But now Ray Shremmerd has its place in hip-hop, especially in our era. So... Shout out to Ray Shremmerd. Shout out to this triple disc that's coming out. Yo,
these guys know how to make money, man. Yo, we're going to give you a little food for thought here. Eardrum. Well, you also already know that. Honestly, if some people are still mind blown by that, come on now. Ray Shremmerd, Eardrummers backward. Eardrummers is their own label that they own. Mike Will made it. Mike Will made it is the producer.
So they're making
money.
One
of the bigger pop and underground rap hip hop producers. He kind of had his come up with Gucci Mane and stuff back in the day. That's how the name got coined. Is how Gucci was saying that in a track. It was Gucci Mane slayed it. Mike Will made it.
Ooh.
And then that clicked, and I don't know how much further they go back and all that, but he's kind of come up through Gucci and through himself, of course. And then he met Ray Shremmerd, and they introduced...
Yeah, and they killed it.
Yeah, and they did some tracks. What was the track they did together?
Well, the first one?
Yeah. Ray Shremmerd with Gucci Mane, though.
Oh. The one that recently came out, the first one that they did.
Oh, maybe I'm tripping on the story a little bit. Because this is, like, not too fresh in my memory. But I just know Mike Will made it, brought them into the game, essentially. And, yeah, the rest is history. They're about to drop a triple disc album under their own Eardrummer, under their own label, all that. Like, that... They're going to be... That's revenue, baby.
That's
moolah.
Revenue.
That's money
revenue.
In the bank coming right through. There's no big... Maybe they got distribution deal or something, but...
No, they're doing it, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing it right. These guys actually know how to be putting the money directly into their pockets.
So yeah, let's go congrats into the details.
Congrats to these motherfuckers, honestly.
Oh yeah, no, congrats, because that's what I was trying to get
smart
at with the legacy
people
question.
Because
they did it, and they finessed us as listeners, and they got that money too. Let's talk about what we're getting with this triple disc. We're getting a Gymtro, Swaycation, and the Shrem Life 3. I think we've heard some of the singles already, Close, Teed Up, Power Glide, and Perplexing Pegasus. Yo, that's a, I don't want to say a slept
that's
song.
A
yeah, that's a
I
bang.
Love that one.
That's a beautiful song.
The Pegasus.
Looking at the featured list for both of the single projects, Jimmy's got Trouble on there, and he's also got Sway Lee on there. And Sway Lee has only one feature on his, and it's with Young Thug. It's the song called Offshore. So definitely when that album drops, I'm going to be bumping that album right away. Can't wait. Shrem Life 3 again. Congratulations.
Speaking of another album coming out, I know it keeps getting postponed. Damn CP, man. It's being mixed. I've heard a couple tracks. It's fire. This is a release that came out a little bit ago. As him and NDT Sound on the production. You might know him from producing Halo's tracks back in the day. He's got some collaborations with Essus, AC.Young, you know what. And I just want to give him a little showcase right now. Not even showcase, we'll just play one of his tracks. It's called Lasso. It's straight up a vibe. It's good tune. Take it in, y'all. Don't sleep on the guy. We're going to run this. Hit that. Damn CP. C1 Radio.
Damn CP. Tune in to C1 Radio. Felix.
I know you want one with me. Tighter. But you want a drink? She said, I'm the type to light up. I got Molly Pink, mama. If you like to try stuff. Yeah, I want to hit, but you good. You might get wiped up. Make sure you get piped up. Yeah. I got the plan for this. I got the man for this. I'm in Japan, little bitch. Walk up the ladder, then you can see how I live. Fly Miami, girl, I take you out. I love you, lasso, tighter. One, you redder, spider.
Got that shit on me. Drop that shit on me. Pop champagne for me. Pour gasoline on me, cause you on fire. Oh, yeah. You on fire. Oh, yeah. I'ma never do you wrong, I promise, girl, I do you right. Candle lights, I make you feel so special, baby, every night. I'm a soldier, I can take you down, I promise, every night. I got friends and they got friends, so let us do this every night. Them take me for a nigga who is never really funny type. Girl, your blessing is a curse, the reason you don't trust tonight. Yeah, I'm a fucking fool, so you can tell your friends and other friends. Yeah, so who told me you go ask the reason why I'm pulling up? Bend that shit for me, bend it, drop that shit for me. Talk it, pour champagne for me. Pour gasoline on me, cause you on fire. Girl, you on fire. Hey girl, just pop that shit for me. Drop that shit for me. Pop champagne for me. Pour gasoline on me, cause you on fire. You on fire.
Better drop that shit for me. Pop and lock that shit for me. Say she wanna rock, I see hella, hella. Hella crazy, hella fellas tryna get my purse. Hella shady, me and I can like I'm shovel rocks.
Pop that shit for me, you gotta own it. You gotta peek your back, cause girl, I know you walk for it. I tried to tell you I was cool, I had to walk you. So pop that shit for me, pop that shit for me.
Bend that shit for me, bend it, drop that shit for me. Talk it, pour champagne for me. Pour gasoline on me, cause you on fire. Girl, you on fire. Hey girl, just pop that shit for me. Drop that shit for me. Pour champagne for me. Pour gasoline on me, cause you on fire. You on fire.
Crescendo.
Hey, yeah. Back again with the them cover season tones. Hey, you.
Okay, spend too much time with your friends. Too much time with your friends. Turned up at the function, you could barely function. Oh, you're getting drunk and too high to call me up and hanging with them other niggas, I could barely stomach. Oh, you tell me the shit you used to put up with. You ain't gonna go through that twice, okay. I'ma come through, spend the night, okay. 1300 on the flight, okay. Love, you can't put a price on it. Something came up, girl, I know it. You don't never got time for me. Spending too much time with your friends, fuck y'all doing. Hey, spending money on strip clubs and drugs, I knew it. They don't show you no love, not the same way I do it. I'm the only drug you need to get you through it. I always tell you, don't get too high, don't drink too much, don't smoke too much. Tell me if it's cool, if I come by and keep you up. I show you love, I show you love. Girl, I'm not trying to kill your vibe, kill your buzz. I ain't trying to sober you up. Girl, I'm just trying to be by your side and be the one that you saw first whenever you woke up. Whoa, you make me feel how I make other bitches feel. Like you'll be cool without or with me here. Stuck in Miami, I don't know why I feel empty here. They say don't bring sand to the beach, you'll see it's plenty here. Seems like all I ever see is fake ass and fake titties here. And hoes looking for a come up and a nigga that's tricking here. Girl, I don't wanna be the nigga to get you dick and disappear. If you want me to, I can do you like I do women here. Cause you're spending too much time with your friends, fuck y'all doing.
Fuck y'all doing.
Ay, spending money on strip clubs and drugs, I knew it.
Girl, I knew it.
They don't show you no love, not the same way I do it. I'm the only drug you need to get you through it. I always tell you, don't get too high, don't drink too much, don't smoke too much. Tell me if it's cool. Show you love, I show you love. Girl, I'm not trying to kill you.
your vibe, kill your buzz. I ain't trying to sober you up. Girl, I'm just trying to be by your side and be the one that you saw first whenever you woke up. Blow that dope, don't. Blow that dope, don't get blow. Blow that dope, don't. Blow that dope, don't. Blow that dope, don't. Blow that dope, don't get blow. Blow that dope, don't. That gravity, that crescendo.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
That crescendo.
Back at it, you know what it is, C1 Radio, every Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. It's your boy, DJ and host, Cal Capone, Kyle Bowen by my side. What's good, my G?
Not much, man. Just having a great day. That was some good music, man, you played over there, man. Quist, man. That guy's just, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, Quist. That's the man, man.
He's impressive.
That's
the, every time I hear a song.
You got the flavor.
Yeah, and that damn CP Lasso. Yo.
Straight out of Vancouver, you know how we do. We gotta put on.
Free Licks, hopefully coming soon.
That's this guy's been drinking Free Licks for years. I don't know what the hell is that. This guy coming up in the club the other
That's
day.
Gonna be the life, yo. Going to the club, just getting liquor for free. All the time, any shot.
We working in the studios from now on. As I'm telling these guys, I'm like, I'm done going to the club, doing this silly, just drinking for nothing, you know.
Yeah,
it's been fun. We had them couple night, well, more than a couple night, maybe. Handful night. I know how to have fun when I go out, but is that really where I'm trying to put my time into?
No, I hear you, man.
You know, I know it's Saturday night. I've been turning up since, you know, high school, 13, 14, you know. I know there's people older than me been doing. We still got a long way to go party. I'm not saying we're not gonna party, but time is valuable.
Yep.
Time is precious, you know. I feel like people don't value it until it's too late, and I just want to say, if you're an artist, a creator, all that, we already know it's spoken word. The weekends, the time off you have is for putting work into the craft.
I talked to my friend
into
about
the
that
craft,
too.
You know,
I talked to my friend about
can't
that
be
too.
Screwing around,
you know,
out here too much.
We're out here working our 8-to-4s, and we're doing our thing after our 8-to-4s, and then we got that 48-hour period on Saturday and Sunday. Like, that's some valuable time.
You add that up times how many weeks? 57 weeks in
a
year?
No, let's not do that over here, man. I'm not doing that.
Who got the calculator?
Who got the calculator? But yeah, you know, doesn't mean you can't turn up, but I don't know about you. Those hangovers now, they're just, they're bad now. TKO for the whole weekend. Speaking of drinking, I'm going to get right into it with Post Malone. Guy drinks a lot, and that's not even an insult. Yo, the guy on an interview said he's a borderline alcoholic, you know? So he embraces it. He embraces the whole Bud Light.
Beer thing. Bongs and bad. You know what? I haven't actually beer bonged in a long time.
Oh, really?
It's been a minute. Dude, I did a kickstand, I think, for the second time in my life ever. That was pretty funny. feels like eternity when you upside down.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, beer bongs and Bentleys. That's a funny.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It screams Post Malone, though, I gotta say.
It does scream Post
Malone. Yeah, it does scream.
Have you heard it? Any of it? Or?
Okay, I listened to the Sway Lee feature one, and I could not help but recognize the production was so pop 2D in my opinion. Because it already sounded like some stuff I heard Within Roots do in the studio 10 times better. Ooh. 10 times better. For real. And I kind of get it because the spotlight is on Post Malone, Sway Lee. It's kind of just about them. But I almost feel the recipe on that. Like, why not go all out? Like, Mike Deany. Like, you know, Mike Dean. Like, hey. Like get the bass talking. Like, just drive it. But I just felt it was so, like, everything was just...
very poppy.
Yeah, and, you know, it's good for the masses, but it's not innovating nothing. There's no innovation.
That's
throughout.
What I was going to say. Yo, it is good for the masses. I think it does sound like the production is pretty good. It sounds good to the ear, but it is very poppy. You went that route with some of the songs on this album. I was actually looking forward to that Sway Lee joint. With
it's
Post
good,
Malone.
Though.
It's a good song.
It's still
good. Song.
It's still good. Yeah, it's still good.
But yeah, Post is, he's all over the place with his music. He likes to do a lot of things. He kind of got in trouble with that earlier this year when he was saying things about how he doesn't label himself as a hip-hop artist or a rapper or whatever, and then saying that if you're looking to, I'm paraphrasing here, but if you're looking for some like emotional context within music, don't listen to hip-hop anymore, and he got into trouble with that. But I think at the end of the day, Post does produce quality content, and he's it helps him in the long run, because I'm looking at this, man. Post has been here for a couple years now. He's still really young, and he's putting out quality. Yo, you think Post is going to be here for a long time? Because I think he's going to be here in our ears. Like, he's got fans for days, yo.
Oh, yeah. No, he's big. He's big mainstream. Man, I think we spoke about this before. He came 1 year. He started at Republic.
Yeah.
And then he moved to the Vogue the next year. And then this just recently, he was in arena status, Rogers Arena. That's a big come up for 3 years.
No, straight up.
I know he's been putting in work like before that. It's not like he's just been doing music for 3 years. But damn, I gotta say, like, big ups. That's an upgrade. That's an upgrade.
Yo, can we go into his live performances for a bit before we get into some more music?
I appreciate his talent. Yeah. Are you saying like singing or just?
Yeah, I'm gonna say the whole package because I think.
He's amazing at guitar. Post as a whole,
yeah, there you go.
He's amazing.
When you go to a Post show, you get to see, you know, the guitar. You get to see him being a rock star. But man, I've seen YouTube clips. Maybe it's not justice. And I've read the comments. People don't like his voice live anymore. And that wasn't the case before. So I don't know if it is the the chain smoking maybe and the drinking. But yo, Post, just take care of your voice, man. You're a talented dude.
His voice got higher, I think.
Higher or something.
Oh, that was the auto-tune. Yeah. That was the Melodyne.
I was talking to my friends who went to the Post show, and like some of them didn't like it at all. But then my sister, who's a big Post fan, she went and she loved it. You know, but Post is able to bring so much to the table, especially at his shows. You're getting entertained. Shout out to Post Malone. Go check out the project. Let us know what you like. Post Malone doing his thing. Are we getting back to some music or what?
I'm thinking it's only right we just play a Post Malone track. I don't
Let's
know.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Would you got one to recommend off the? Have you gone through it? Like I
yeah,
said.
I don't know if you have it queued up. A 1992 Explorer.
92
or something?
Explorer.
Oh, that's a joint, man. I love that song.
Okay, we're running it next right here live C1 Radio with your boy Cal Capone. This is Post Malone 92 Explorer.
Come catch me 40s inside of my belly. Shouldn't be driving, I'm fighting. Yeah. Rock that Nirvana on my favorite. Damn, I forgot what her name is. She in the front, she head banging. Money counter sounds like a chopper. Speaker system bumping, fuck your fucking blocker. Do some mocking, now it's custom Bentley mockers. Killer drop, I cop from locker. If you buy the echo, why you lying, bro? Got a knot in my toe. Get you smoke like a stove. Keep on riding my car. You know, the shit is a joke. Why you biting my floors? What you trying to be, post? Oh, baby.
dancing. When my whip start, then my wheels keep spinning. Ooh, baby, girl, keep it spinning. So baby, out of bar. I ain't Rodeo, spent like 40 G's. 400 bears of Gucci socks. I lost all my friends, made a lot of force, made a lot of M's, made a lot of O's. Opened up a safe, I just ripped the rules. Got the 458, cost me 250.
Was a week. Now I get like 90K for my voice just to touch the beat. But yo, I will
that
never
crescendo.
Ask you what you got for me. I just want some sloppy. Every couple days I want the D. I don't need no E. I got some M's and now I got a G. Can't explain the new V I bought. It's something you gotta see. But yo,
she just wants a vibe. She just need company. She don't go outside unless she come for me.
V12 in my ride, who's catching up with me? Baby said goodbye, now she don't fuck with me.
I ain't got no time for her, she tired of me. Fucking with my mom, she telling lies to me.
Lately I've been running out of company. My baby said goodbye, now she don't fuck with me.
Yeah, see I'm a real bitch, real niggas fuck with me. If I ain't sent for you, bitch, then don't come for me. Yeah, I'm getting money, ho, I'm living comfortably. Not a G and took a L, why, cause you ugly. I'm petty, it's fun to me. Are you dumb to me. I be laughing, all these chicks is Jackson, they a dub to me. I just bought another house, so now that makes that number 3. Now they call me Marathon, because I really run the streets, yeah.
He just want good vibes, just need company. He don't go outside unless he come for me. He's 12 in my ride, who's catching up to me. My baby said goodbye, now he don't fuck with me.
You want from me, I can put you on, yeah, I could put you where you wanna be. I ain't had no job, no 9 to 5, no, I was up the street. Now I got that guap, now I'm a problem, I'm a fucking beast, but wait. She just want good vibe, she just want company. She just wanna wear my diamond chain so they can know that's me. Every time she pull up in that V12, yeah, they know that's me. She just scratched my whip, she said I'm fucked up, now she's over me.
She just want good vibe, she just need company. Don't go outside unless she come for me.
V12 in my ride, who's catching up with me? My baby said goodbye, now she don't fuck with me.
I ain't got no time for her, she tired of me. Fucking with my mom, she telling lies to me.
Lately I've been running out of company. My baby said goodbye, now she don't fuck with me.
Baby, what you want from me? I can
put you on, yeah, I could put you where you wanna be.
I was getting one visit, two phone calls, three showers a week.
Now I got that guap, now I'm a problem, I'm a fucking beast, but wait.
I won't never ask you what you got for me.
She just wanna wear my diamond chain so they can know that's me.
I don't need no E, I got some M's and now I got a G.
She just scratched my whip, she said I'm fucked up, now she's over me. She just wants good vibes, she just need company. She don't go outside unless she come for me. V12 and my Rado's catching up with me. My baby said goodbye, now she don't fuck with me. I ain't got no time for her, she tired of me. Fucking with my mom, she telling lies to me. Lately I've been running out of company. My baby said goodbye, now she don't fuck with me.
How's it going, everybody? C1 Radio, every Thursday, 7:30 to 9 here at CITR, located at UBC, yo. Thank you, UBC, again. Shout out. You guys always giving us great hospitality. Yo, that's some fire music right there, man.
That's all love. Yeah. Let's run that for anyone who's just tuning in right now. Post Malone, 92 Explorer we had before. That's beer off the beer bongs and Bentleys. Bentleys, got multiple Bentleys apparently. Yeah. Remy Ma featuring A Boogie with the hoodie. Company, that's a single. That's Remy Ma's single. Yeah, we got A Boogie coming out by Breakout for show. Una the Activist featuring Cody Shane, No Flagging. Cody Shane, Breakout artist as well. Goddamn, it's almost a month almost away, guys. Now. It's almost a month away. I can't believe it. I'm excited. Man, just things have been lining up so much just to hype this up.
Straight up.
Like, just...
Are you ready, Cal? Because you got a little set going on or something, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just holding it down in between, Making sure it's turned up, making sure we just... It's not like a set. It's just like I'm going to be playing some tracks, making sure it's vibing, yeah, you know, making sure the day... We cruising along.
Yeah,
everyone's got their vibes going. They're you know, whatever toxins people be taking, you know, or whatever. Not toxins, but
you know,
whatever y'all on, I'm gonna make sure that I'm gonna make sure y'all turn up. Okay.
No, straight up.
Shout out my boy Raiden too. I just did the last Black Fridays with him last week at Venue.
Yo, how was that?
It was just enough people to have a turn, for real. It was like, there was over 150 people there.
Nice.
I was walking on Granville, the strip there. Just seeing what was good, because they had the Flatbush show and all that. And there's just a lot of kids going to that show, especially, too.
Yeah.
And I just kind of got to have a little glimpse of the youth hip-hop scene in this in the city here. Not even just in the Lower Mainland, but outside. You know, I don't know how far these kids are coming out from. You know, they could be from all around, you know, White Rock or... Is Coquitlam Lower Mainland? Not that.
Yeah, it is. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's up in the... Yeah, true.
Yeah.
My bad. But, yeah, just got to see it. Just kind of made me hype for...
It's there, though, right?
Yeah,
it's
like, there. There's an audience and there's people, you know, it's there. That's there. Yeah. It's there. So, yeah, shout out to my boy Raiden and Softy Shan as well. Just got to meet her. Lovely female DJ. She was killing it, too. Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I had fun. I was on the mic just ignorant, just having fun, trying to introduce myself to some of the people. It was kind of fun. Not even introduce myself, but just...
That must be a lot of fun,
just be a presence, you know? Ice break it, because no one else is trying to go on the mic, so I was just
there. What did you drop first? Kids are in there, you get on stage, like, what are you dropping first?
Oh, what did I play? I played the obvious stuff for them. Es Get It, for sure. Some Lil Uzi...
They all over that
pull up with a stick, yeah, Sad Baby. Ooh. Had to do that. Block Boy JB, like the Drake. Just kind of the obvious bangers. I threw in some stuff people didn't know too, and I was on the mic, so I was kind of like, yo, I found this on Worldstar. Like, just check this, just vibe with it for a second. I'll play it next, actually. It's a new artist called Glock 9.
Okay.
He's out of Orlando. He's got that southern accent. He kind of sound like Kodak.
Oh, nice.
But we'll just see where he takes it. I don't know. He's been doing a couple of videos and whatnot.
It was a good time. Speaking
vibe.
Of Flatbush,
shout out to all the kids, man.
So like that Flatbush show too was incredible, man. It was honestly, man, they amazed me. So many good artists coming to Vancouver, man. So check out crescendo1.com. Get your tickets to all these great events. Georgia Smith was just here Saturday. That looked what did that look like? That looked beautiful. That's all that looked like. Just a good vibe. So many people were posting that stuff on Instagram. But yeah, again, crescendo1.com. Get your tickets to multiple hip-hop shows happening in our city. Okay, let's get into it now, okay? Let's get into some Kanye talk. It had to happen.
Yeah. I just saw that today, the TMZ extended cut of Kanye up in there. Yo, this guy...
Your imitation of it was pretty spot on.
Yeah, what was he saying? He said, "Stop shouting! If we keep screaming like this... they gonna think we crazy." And I was like, yeah, they already think you bugging, Kanye, don't worry. He said, "I got liposuction, bro.
Damn.
I was on the opioids, bro." And I was actually feeling him. I'm not even imitating him, like, I'm just kind of, it's just kind of fun to imitate Kanye.
It is.
But no, you know, I said this earlier on Twitter, I'm just glad to be alive in the era of Kanye being around, you know, like this guy, like I grew up with him listening to his music. Like, he's still a presence in my life and in the internet, a big, big show. It's always a big show around him, you know?
100%.
2-hour interview with Charlamagne. I didn't even get to fully go into that, but I heard some crazy shit about...
Yeah, we won't get into like the political and the racial aspects of what transpired during that interview and the context with what Kanye said. But I did find something else interesting. He was talking about how he was going through a lot emotionally and creatively, because when Saint Pablo came out, none of that stuff was hitting the radio airwaves. And like DJ Khaled was on all the time, Drake was on, and it just kind of like bummed him out, you know?
I heard. Yeah. I remember. Yeah, okay. No, I did hear that aspect of it.
That was interesting. It kind of got, you know, hidden with... because of all the other stuff.
Yeah, well,
they've
been shunning him in the industry, is kind of what he was saying. So, that he was being big
shunned.
Time.
And it's interesting. So I hope Kanye gets a fair shot, a fair listen. I don't know if that's going to be the case with all the shenanigans going around his name right now,
but still,
that
bro,
new music
screw
is
that.
Coming. I don't care.
Screw that wasn't on radio. He got big, like, He got fans. People were like...
Like I said, it bothered him.
Yeah, true. But hip-hop's also changing, so I feel like... Yeah, remember actually when that came out, a lot of people were just like, what the hell?
I liked it.
Yo, I love it. I still love it. It's innovation. I mean, people just... I don't know what they expect with art sometimes. Yeah. They want to just see the same shit over and
makes
over.
No sense like, at all.
You gotta appreciate the innovation.
No, like you said earlier, man, like Kanye's been around for so long, and we kind of spoke about this earlier. It's easy to say he's bigger than hip hop. I think he's like you said Picasso or something earlier. You know,
he just doing something. That's what he said. He always says Picasso.
He's doing some crazy stuff, some big stuff. Like he's not here just to be a rapper on our airwaves. He's trying to do some big stuff, and he's doing it his way. Like nobody's gonna shut Kanye up. You think all this hate coming his way is gonna shut him up? Absolutely not.
Yo, the track. The jokes track that made me feel like yes, because speaking of the old album, not the old album, but Saint Pablo, he had that track was the not a joke. Okay, I can't even explain, but it was I love the old Kanye, you know, straight to the move Kanye, like that track. What was it called? I love Kanye.
I think it's
If I Were Kanye.
I love Kanye.
Yeah. And I was like, good. Like it's good to see him ridicule like. The people kind of are like, you know, the haters or just himself and all that. And then he did the poopity scoop dupe or whatever. And I was like, yo, underneath all the controversy and his words and his ideas and stuff. It was good to see, like, because he was like, yo, this shit in here, this next shit, bars. And I just knew right away. I said, yeah, totally just screwing on all the new kids in the game, you
100%.
Know? 100%. Poopity scoop.
Poopity scoop.
Too funny. Lift yourself. That's what's going
on. I will say this, though.
Oh, my God.
For Kanye to get over this, because I think he does genuinely care deeply about his art, his music that he's about to release. You know, I think for him to get, for his name to kind of get cleaned up here, he needs to put out a solid project. And I hope the listeners give it a solid listen, because Saint Pablo... in my opinion, it was a good project. I think a lot of people just want the same type of music coming from Kanye every time. But every time Kanye puts out an album, it's a different Kanye. He's going through some different stuff, making different sounds, doing his own thing. So we can expect the same with this new project.
Yeah, he's been ahead of the curve for a while. I saw people still bringing up how they hate Yeezus and stuff like that. And I'm like, you're so dumb. Like, that guy literally, like, was doing that so ahead of this whole distortion wave that's going on. Like, 100%. The scream. Like when X was coming out, XXX, like, that's all it was. Like, look at me. It was just a you know, like, and it was like a maximalist kind of like, who gives a shit about anything, mixing master the song, like, just make it lit. And like, Yeezy, like, Yeezus was like, such a pioneering album.
100%.
Coming from someone who had this big, like,
that's what he
sampling hip hop roots background. And then, anyways, anyone who's still clowning on any of the albums actually needs to educate themselves. That's all I gotta say. Yeah, say less. We're going to run into some ads here real quick, and then we'll jump back into some new stuff straight from Toronto out of the underground.to crew. They got me some new news. So let's just run the ads, and we'll be right back. C1 Radio.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
That gravity, that crescendo.
All right, back in it here, C1 Radio. You know it is, Cal Capone. Just a little quick commercial break. 7:30 to 9 p.m. every Thursday. Y'all should know by now. Next track we about to introduce. This is some unreleased new SG Bands. This is a homie of, or not this guy, sorry, but a homie of mine, K-Preme. Met him, it must have been last summer, the end of last summer. Now, God, time flies. And we've been keeping in touch. He's out from T.O. to Toronto. And they got a similar just music squad, boys making music, doing their thing, guys and girls. And he sent me a couple little packs of some stuff they're working on. So it's called Ben's Coop. I've been running this. This is on the C1 monthly mix we just dropped yesterday, Best of April. Check that. Tell me what you think. Hit me. One Cal Capone. Let me know, because this is a banger. I know there's a lot of... there's a lot of this rap, new coming out, you know, but this is a banger. SG Bands, Ben Scoop, let's get it.
That crescendo.
Yeah. 1K, 1K, yeah. Ay, yeah, skirt in that Benz, cool. Yeah. She do with her friends, cool. Yeah. She know I'm the man, too. She know I got bands too. Ay, yeah, skirt in that Benz, cool. She do with her friends, yeah. Cool. She know I'm the man too. Ay, yeah, she see the Benz on me. Ay, I'm so fresh, she say Listerine, Listerine. Or just like Febreze, 30 with that beam. Nigga talking sick, I'ma make a scream, yeah. Nigga, they move too sick, yeah. You can get hit in your lip, lip. Watch the blood gon' drip, drip. It just might drip on your kicks, kicks. Hey, drip on your kicks, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm legit, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm legit, yeah. All my niggas in the six, yeah. Underground, ground. Yo, bitch going down, down. Sucking me so good, yeah. She look like a clown, yeah. Yeah, it made me smile, facts. Diamonds do that dance, dance. Yo, bitch shake that ass, ass. Shake it for the bands, gang. Girl skirting that Benz, cool. She do with her friends, yeah. She know I'm the man, too. Yeah. She know I got bands. Benz too, ay. Yeah, skirt in that Benz, cool. Yeah. She do with her friends, ay. She know I'm the man, too. Man too. Push it, let it drip, ooh. She gon' let the tilt, tilt. She know that I'm sick, ooh. Like the flu, ooh. Your bitch going down, ooh. For my crew, ooh. She gon' sub me now, ooh. Fruity Loops, ay. Girl skirting that Benz, cool. She do with her friends, do. She know I'm the man, too. Yeah. She know I got Benz too, ay. Yeah, skirt in that Benz, cool. She do with her friends too. She know I'm the man, too.
That crescendo.
From a whole nother planet. Ice on my neck, dancing. Ice on my neck, princess. Got these little hoes glancing. Ice on me, outstanding. Baby girl so demanding. Say she is my standard. Boy, I'm so fancy. Fucking these hoes outlandish. I need a hoe like Granny. I'm eating them cookies like candy. I don't need no cookies like candy. Sweat them too from a handy. Handy shit like Mandy. These niggas strip your skimpy. I'm getting choked by chokers. Cough drop me, my throat hurt. Ice on the bitch, then your third. Say you cold, we colder. We get cold till your nose hurt. She sucked it to my toes, girl. Then she hurt. Yeah. These niggas ain't seen me. Came from the bottom of a bikini. Now they bitches on my weenie. Niggas small, yeah, they teeny. Eyes on me, I'm standing. Money keep expanding. Do you understand? A whole nother planet. Ice on my neck dancing. Ice on my neck prancing. Got the little glancing. Ice on me outstanding. Baby girl so demanding. Say she is my standard.
21, ice on my neck, go bling, bling. Fair to sell a whole drink. 25 racks on a ring. Bling, bling, bling. Yeah. DVS is on me, they water. Yeah. I don't want your bitch, I bought her. Yeah. You can get her back, I borrow her. 21. Ice on my neck like pop. I'm a big dog, you a duck, fuck it like a dog, get stuck. Every car I ride in, need a green card. Foreign bitch, pussy good, I bought a green card. Cause I swear it gets so wet, I wish I had a surfboard.
From a whole nother planet, ice on my neck dancing. Ice on my neck prancing, got the little hoe glancing. Ice on me outstanding, baby girl so demanding. Say she is my standard. A whole nother planet. Ice on my neck dancing. Ice on my neck prancing. Got the little glancing. Ice on me outstanding. Baby girl so demanding. Say she is my standard.
Yo, it's your boy Immersion. Now listening to C1 Radio. Ying, 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 ying.
rap going through a renaissance. Change of proc, still get it gone. I got a lot like a pentagon. I can see snakes before they reach my lawn. I'm hella cozy when I'm on my lonely. Got like 3-4 mate. 5 homies, I'm fucking niggas cause they all full of bitches like police. They got their eyes on me. I might change my digits when they see me winning. My vision's so vivid, I seen this in the beginning. When I was that look round, I ain't see too many round me. Took so many L's and I stopped fucking counting. Now I grab 365 till I get my mama 745. Check the time, 229, make a boom, run and touch another flight. YVR to the LAX, then it's back to the YYZ. Crazy how both codes raised me. Crazy how both codes raised me. I came out, shit made me crazy. That's the shit that made me. Ain't too much phase me. Young gold in my Sherpa jacket. Y'all got the heart and the soul dimension. Y'all come through with a lot of baggage. All I wanna know is,
are you gon' ride with me?
You gon' ride.
If so, cool. Just don't switch sides on me.
Don't switch sides on me.
Cause you know I love my privacy, my privacy, my privacy. Cause you know I love my privacy, my privacy, my privacy. I said if you switch sides, better stay there. Yeah, yeah. I said if you switch sides, better stay there. Yeah.
Gravity, that crescendo.
What's up, everybody? 7:39 every Thursday, C1 Radio, Cal Capone playing the music. Kyle Bowen right now behind the mic. Normally have Johnny here, but right now he's not here, working hard, doing something else. We also got intern Hannah with us, but she don't want to talk to y'all. We got an extra mic. She said no.
It's actually Queen Mans now. Queen Mans?
Her name's Queen Matt. That's no.
She won't fight me now.
Oh, man.
We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. Yeah, last track, Privacy, Immers, the boy Immers. Check him on the Instagram at Cordroy Floyd. Yo, that track and his previous release, Safe.
Woo.
Wow,
woo.
Yo, this guy actually really stepping it up.
Yeah,
like,
he boom. Did.
Yo, good, yeah. Like, he had some other sounds going on before that, Yin Yang or something. Yeah, yeah, a couple other ones, but... I think he's been in LA. He's been going back and forth lately. He said it in that track too, in the YYZ. So he's in Toronto. He's around. He's studio jumping. He's working with good people, clearly, because he's got some good content, some good music. Yeah, shout out Cordroy Floyd, aka Immers.
Should we give him applause right here?
Yeah, round that.
Good job. Keep up that hard work.
run that. Oh my god. Okay. What was I getting at here? Yeah, before that, Sad Baby and 21 Savage with Outstanding. I'm still looking forward to, Squidtastic. That's his album. It's going to be coming out in the summer here soon, hopefully. You never know. You never know till it's out. And then, like I said, before, on the big-ass introduction I had with him, SG Benz, Benz Coop. You're not going to find that anywhere. That was a C1 exclusive. Ooh. That was a C1 exclusive. So... tune in, you know. I got the new shout outs Underground TO over on the East Coast there, Toronto, sending me some of that new. Another guy who's coming up who's within their camp is called Kato. He's got that. He's featured on the Jazz Cartier track that just came out.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Kato. He's in the group too. I don't say group, but like the collective.
Yeah, the collective.
The collective of artists there and whatever they do. And you know, it's hard to label these things nowadays.
Straight up.
Yeah, there's a couple guys on there. Kato's gonna be making some noise too. I got a feeling they sent me a couple tracks he's working on too. And I guess he's kinda, yeah, he's tight with Jazz. I don't know if he's under his label. What's his Roses and
I'm not gonna speak
on something that I'm unaware of, so we'll just leave it at that. But shout out underground.to for sending that through.
No. Good music. We always playing good music here at C1 Radio. Yo, Cal, just want to get your opinion on DJ Academics, man. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, man. I've been trying to stay away from putting too many opinions up on the radio and the airways here, but screw it. Yeah, he's corny. He's definitely corny. He's definitely corny, but he knows it, and he play. It's cool. Yeah, he's being himself. I can appreciate that. He, even if he's annoying... I can appreciate that he's being himself and he's worked his way up in the media industry. He's got, I guess he's got credible sources. He's putting out content. And yeah, he had his role with Complex. Yeah, I respect his what he's doing, like, on the media industry. Yeah. It's a tough industry. You always get critiqued being a story breaker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
But the more lately, I don't really watch him as much as I used to. And I don't know exactly why. It's just, I don't know. I think the more he's been riding with 6ix9ine, the more diluted everything's been becoming.
That's a good word to use. Yeah.
Especially the music video he just dropped and stuff. He's kind of doing a parody. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We don't need him. You know what I'm saying? Let me just leave it at that. We don't really need him, but I'm tolerating him. That's my opinion.
That's bold. And maybe we don't need him, but I think we are definitely stuck with him. And he has done a lot of unique things with especially all these new kids coming up in the hip-hop world. You know, I think I got a little tired of his act, but he is doing his thing, like you said. And he did his thing with Complex there, and I'm not sure what's going on with Everyday Struggle. But the only reason we're talking about this right now is because Danny Brown tweeted at him saying that something amongst the lines of, can we swap DJ Academics with the Big Facts podcast? I don't know what the Big Facts podcast is, but Academics replied and was something amongst the lines of, just focus on.
I actually liked his reply,
yeah.
though.
It was a very good way to, that's
the thing. You know what I said right now, too, is that, well, we don't need. I could say the same about me.
Yeah.
People could say that, too. You know, like, we don't need no Calco. And it's like, I'm doing my role in this city,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing his role in hip-hop culture or whatever, your current hip-hop events in general.
But like,
there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of scrutiny to be taken on.
I was asking you the question because, you know, I've been in this hip-hop scene for, like, only a couple, maybe, like, just a year pretty much, right? I've listened to music deeply for the last couple of years, got in the scene a little bit here. Why do a lot of people hate on DJ Academics? Like, especially the old heads. Like, what is there, like, a code in hip-hop? Don't talk a lot?
No, I think it's just hard to be a media person in hip-hop. I think that's just generally, like, the artists are pretty vocal about their opinions and beefs in general. So when you have someone else speaking their opinion on beefs,
that's
what he does. He covers like people's beefs and what, you know, like things like that. And it's kind of like, yo, like, do we need your opinion? Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's how the artists feel like. They're like, yo, who's this clown? Like this chat, what do they call them? Like chat boy or whatever, you know, like keyboard warrior. It's like, because in hip hop, unlike a lot of other, I don't see that happening in like country. I mean, I don't listen to country music, but it's like everyone else is so like plays it safe. But
good
in hip hop, it's not like that. It's like egos are flaring, like
that's
money's
the thing,
being
yeah.
thrown, like people are flexing, like I'm better than you. Like there's a lot, you know.
Yeah,
so
different.
When you got some other like
guy commenting,
you know,
on the side,
I
hear you.
Because a lot of people listen to him too.
I think
so. People piss
he's
him
got
off.
A
you
fan
know,
base.
He gets over like 500,000 at least,
yeah.
like average on any video he posts, and he'll do like maybe even two videos a day sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess on the real, like he is educating people on what's happening in hip hop now, and you know, if you do throw hate at him, he does a good job defending himself. You know, he doesn't back down from anything.
Yeah, because he's not like a liar.
Yeah, he's not a liar.
You know what? Maybe he might be misinformed maybe sometimes, but he's genuinely being himself, like I said at the beginning. So it's like, it's not like a con. It's not like he's lying to cover up another lie. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, yeah, he definitely snaps back at the haters pretty well, I'd say.
Oh, 100%. I think what we're going to see now is a whole bunch of DJ Academics because, again, hip hop's always growing. There's always new internet rappers popping up here and there. And yo, I've seen a lot of people do the same thing that Academics did on YouTube, and it's spreading. So Academics is
he's pioneering.
Yeah, he's
a
pioneer
sure,
in that little in that little thing. So
yeah, no, I don't want to come off too much as a hater. I'm not.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, but I gotta say, there's one video that stood out a long time ago before this whole 6ix9ine and all this stuff. He covered when Blak Chyna was left Rob, like for real.
Oh, that moment.
And it was like a 12-minute video, and he went in, and it was actually the funniest thing. I think I watched it like three times because, like, I don't watch Kardashian stuff. I don't even what the hell. Like,
yo, can we talk about that for a second? Sorry to cut you
off.
Yeah,
no, of
course. Every time I get like this Kardashian shit come up, I always think of like this one story, and it keeps replaying in my mind. I went to a house party one time, and there were a group of, this was like a lit house party too, and there was a group of girls who were like just sitting around the TV watching that show.
No.
In the middle of the party, you know? And the same, and the same girls,
like, take a break, yo.
And the same girls came at me and told me that their dreams were to get on like the Desperate House, not the Desperate Housewives, the Real Housewives.
Shallow chick. Wow.
But you know, that's a scary thing. I don't like that show. It scares me. So don't even mention that shit on the airwaves, man. Let's just get back into some music.
Yeah. Let's leave it at that. Just know that you do it if, yeah. You know what? We're gonna leave it at that. Yeah. Okay. This is we're gonna run. I'm always having trouble saying her name. Dreezy. It's your girl Dreezy with 2 Chainz. Second to none. We've been running this the past couple weeks. It's gonna show her a little love, you know. I like the feature. It's good. We'll run it. C1 Radio.
That gravity. That crescendo.
I'm second to none, you nothing. I'm second to none, I'm next to none, she naked. No disrespect, none, my check long, cause I'm confession. I'm second to none, you nothing. I ain't tripping off no nigga, bitch, no night at all. I post a pic and make them say, got bitches logging out. I'm taking blush straight to the face, she got me nodding out. Take a Tylenol. I ain't post about no bitch. Now we gon' bring it right on your street. Fancy and DMs and them tweets. Like when you coming back with that heat. This bitch shook and got off the hook. I ain't even got close to reach my peak. That's somebody you tryna keep. Don't let that nigga come around me. Back in my trouble shit, yeah. Ready to rumble shit, yeah. Back in the vault, I got that sauce. You wanna double dip, yeah. I'm finna level up on these bitches. Like fuck all that humble shit, yeah. I want the money, fame, and the whips, and whatever come with it, yeah. Yeah, it's your time. Bring the whole gang through the back door. Full ride, say good weed and enough food for a fat hoe. No flex, pussy so good, he wanna dab anything backstroke. Yeah, I been rich, this act broke. Like a peep shit, then I act slow, but I'm not, nigga. I'm second to none, I'm next to none, she naked. No disrespect, none, my check long, cause I'm confession. Cause I ain't never had no pot to piss in. Dick crooked like a motherfucking politician. I like to wear my shirts with the fucking chain open. I drunk so much pussy last night, I got a hangover. It ain't no sleep time, impregnate my phone. Swag like I could play back court for the Hawks. I don't even think weed strong unless that I cough. And my mom house so big, she went downstairs, got lost. Secret society, all we got is us. I know I'm blessed cause I don't believe in luck. Looked in the mirror like you the only one that I trust. And she ain't even that cute, so I only look at her butt. King Tut with the robe on, Slick Rick with the gold on, Too Short with the hoes on, Old School had bows on, Told shot her that a hold on, then clicked up and said hold on, then I hung up on both of them, then put my clothes on, gone. I'm second to none, I'm second to none, you nothing. I'm second to none, I'm next to none, she naked. No disrespect, none, my check long, cause I'm confession.
I'm a chiropractor. And where I go, they call it Jake, say I'm a fire hazard. And I ain't talking about no snitches when I say I'm with the teller. I got all different kind of mix, but I need that spot like I'm Cruella. Just a South Beach for a quick trip. Big dreams to a little bitch. Pulled up in that foreign thing, but I ride a nigga like a stick shift. Got little titties, some big lips. Get twisted, might get your shit split. My drive even came with shit, so I'm getting high as hell when I lift. I feel like Will Chandler. That hit, I drop a bag. You can just point me to that bag. Say everybody wanna be famous. All my niggas with me dangerous. In your section clip hanging.
Riding through the Norfolk in the Bentley. Curtis Jackson ain't no acting when I'm on a mission.
never get it clear. When they shot, they aim for my brain, but I'm still here. I'm a bad boy, never met Diddy, but that's what it is. Used to be broke, but now I'm rich, I'm spending every penny. Tupac Shakur, riding through the north up in the Bentley. Curtis Jackson, ain't no acting when I'm on a mission. Trying to assassinate my character, ain't say I did. Nigga, you got that yayo. Smiley hit a quiet like Slim. We don't shoot a butter rim. We gon' pop him when we sim. Rip his pockets before we kill him.
We got the police on our trail,
so we running when we sim.
Don't want a friend, that's no how run.
We gon' rob him when we sim.
Bitch,
police hit our stash house, but we ain't closing shop. They got some niggas moving work who stay right up the block. Knock on the door, I need a zone. Yeah, I got the guap. Soon as he open up the door, he gon' see the clock. Nigga, you got that yayo.
Nigga,
you let them K's go. Oh, you ducking them laws.
You better rap from them, nigga.
Oh, you playing with that raw.
Well, look, your friend, some nigga.
The black is at, the black is at. The black is at, the black is at. The black is at, the black is at. The black is at, the black is at.
That crescendo. That crescendo. That crescendo.
Toasting up. No, I ain't hosting. Kush all in my lap because he hold on, wanna roll it. I was sliding in the lamb with the power fly. Slime green paint, peanut butter inside. She wanna fall, speak up. Coming out of clothes. I'm in Wonderland when she coming down the pole. And I don't care if she take all of mine. Like it ain't shit but a dollar sign. Diamonds unthought, coming in froze. Got too many girls to let one of them go. When I make a purchase, I can't wait to show Obo. She bet I put a pinky ring on Snow Globe. I'ma have that pussy on lock like Coco.
Yeah.
She was going up and down like yo-yo.
Bounce.
You can say I'm greedy cause I always want more.
More.
Some slow folks. Fingernails did with no shame, flip the ass like heads or tails. And she fine, and I'm all in love. Can I hit that ass like a bullseye? She gon' suck like a blood sucker. My feet higher than a motherfucker.
Crescendo.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
That crescendo.
How's it going, everybody? 7:30 to 9 C1 Radio every Thursday here at UBC CITR Radio. Show's about to come to an end. Cal Capone playing that fire. Intern Hannah gets all that stuff done on the Spotify playlist, so check that out on C1 Crescendo 1. Get that C1 Radio playlist. Kyle Bowen right behind the mic right now. The boss, Johnny Black, not here today, working hard, doing something
finally
else.
Finally got a vacation day.
Hey, finally, man.
Just want to remind everyone, we just dropped the Best of April mix, the monthly mix on SoundCloud. We doing it for the love, not the views, you know. I just want to be putting on a weekly, a monthly basis, a daily basis, as much as I can. So check that out. We had Emerz featured on that, and we played him today as well, Privacy. Definitely urging people to check him out. He's got some good stuff, as well as our boy Quiz.
Ooh, Quiz.
Yeah, Quiz with his vibrating. That's the album he just dropped. Yeah, and then Damn CP as well. That's the boy, the homie, the talented, unlike many of these motherfuckers out here.
Oh. No, he's definitely got his own thing going on. So I think a lot of us, the people who have been listening to Damn CP, and I'm a new fan, like I said early on this program on a prior episode, I wasn't really messing with Damn CP when I first heard his music. But now, since I've been part of this program, hearing a lot more of his music, I am really fucking interested in his EP or album or whatever's coming out with Free Licks. So can't wait for that.
Yeah, and just a reminder again, man, guys and girls, men and women. Breakout in just about a month, and we got single day passes for sale right now. We had all three tiers sold out, like,
yeah,
the day of when we dropped
people
it.
Were mad. Now there's no excuse, you know. If you're mad now, that's your fault. Single day tickets have been out for a while now, so if you want them, check out the lineup, see if you like the Saturday, Sunday, or both, and grab your tickets.
Yeah Don't think there's anything else we really need to be saying on that. C1 Radio here. We're going to leave you with two tracks, and then we out of here. So this next one is Naya Ali's, called Out the Dirt. And then the track after is a female rapper, artist. I'm just called recording artist. I don't even know how to categorize these people no more. Prado. You can check her out. She goes by Lil Kanye on the Instagram and Twitter and whatnot. Check her out. She's so low key kind of put me onto her when we had them over here a couple weeks back, and a couple other guys too, Ankle God, and some people I really haven't heard of, and I've been kind of checking them out lately. And I like it. It's bedroom music vibe, not bedroom music, but I mean like bedroom production. Hey. It's not, you know, it's not studio productions, but it's cool. I like what they do. It doesn't have to be high quality like that.
I just putting that work.
I just need to feel something when I hear it. Facts. So. Shout out to Prado. We're gonna feature her as the last track, and yeah, that's it for us today at C1. Just a reminder: every Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m., we pushing the envelope over here, like we do. Okay, 90 minutes of the week.
100%, yo. Thanks for listening, C1 Radio. Kyle Bowen, Cal Capone, Intern Hannah, and Johnny from where he's working at. Peace.
That crescendo.
Like this, woo. Show your pockets real rich. Woo. Black gold to the core. Yeah. Can you flex like this? What it look like, skirt? Yeah, you ain't never see one like me. I put my goal on the line, unlikely. I put my soul on the line, unlikely. I put a hoe on my time, unlike me. I don't conversate with a fake. I just elevate. I don't ask, I take. Fuck a dinner day. I'm about my pay. I'm about to blow. Loyalty or royalty is on my soul. Bitch, I can't afford a bill. Fuckin' niggas steppin' my way. I get it by the dozen. I pop the dirty oven. Everything is manifested when I speak into existence. That's how I know I'm winning. I cross it off my wish list. Border crossing with some bitches. Niches, snakes so vicious. I've been living in the trenches. Fences pulled in our defenses. Restless on a dirty mattress. Now I'm fucking love the Alice. I done made it work. Took my mind out the dirt. Yeah, I done made it work. Fell in love with the work. Yeah, I done made it work. Made it work till the wheels turn. I done made it work. Made it work. I done made it work. Took my mind out the dirt. Yeah, I done made it work. Fell in love with the work. Yeah, I done made it work. Made it work till the wheels turn. I done made it work. Made it work.
Crescendo.
Crescendo.
That gravity. That crescendo.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's Nico from Manila Gray. Once Collective, and you're now tuned in to C1 Radio.
Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information,